Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey there, welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. This is Amanda Harrison, and I'm here with Tim Tarantine, and we're going to get right to it and tell you a little bit about who we spoke with this week. So Tim, tee us up.
Sure. I had the chance to talk to someone I admire quite a bit in economic development, Jonathan Sangster. He's with Georgia Power. He's the general manager of economic development there. And the creativity, the innovation, the passion that Jonathan and the team at Georgia Power bring to our profession is unparalleled. The collaboration that's going on there in Atlanta, Georgia, with all of the different services for economic development being together in one building, in one place, working towards one goal, and that's jobs and wealth. And so he's an amazing leader in economic development. He's active in the Georgia Economic Development Association, as well as the IAMC, and continues to do great work in economic development. He's been doing it for quite some time, and we're so glad to have him on the call. I hope you learn a lot, because I sure did. Jonathan, welcome to the call. So happy to have you on the podcast today. Congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. Welcome to the call. So, Jonathan, let me ask you the first question. What should people know about you as a leader, as a person?
Well, so I thought about this, and there are a couple of things that for people out there in the economic development community that don't know who I am, there's a personal thing that's kind of fun that I love to sing, dance, and act. On a professional side, I am a recovering strategic location site consultant.
Recovering.
It's going great because now I'm an economic developer and I'm often asked, so you went over to the dark side, didn't you? And I went, no, I think I've come over to the good side.
Tell me about that. Let's talk about that interplay. What are the differences, do you think, in terms of your perspective about jobs and communities? Is there a difference in how you see it as a site selector and now as an economic developer?
My philosophy has always been that when you go into a project opportunity, whether you're assisting a client or whether you're promoting a community or your state, it really needs to be a collaborative effort. At the end of the day, you're seeking to create a win-win situation where the company is positioned to make a decision for long-term success, and that's going to benefit them. And at the same time, sort of a common goal is the community or the state is seeking to create a marriage that's going to last for 50 years, and they're going to be successful and they're going to win. And both of them happen to be about creating jobs and best utilizing capital investment.
Absolutely. I think you're spot on with that perspective. So let's go back to the beginning of your career. Who is the person or leader or mentor who you credit in getting you involved in this field of economic development?
Well, I've listened to a number of these interviews, and it's really interesting to see a pattern where most folks out there didn't set out to necessarily become economic developers, but it found them. I started my career, 39 years ago as a co-op student at Georgia Power Company, and I spent 21 years here doing a lot of different things. And then I left the company, and for 15 years, I was a site location consultant with CBRE. And 3 years ago, the opportunity arose for me to come back to Georgia Power Company in this economic development role. And people will ask me, so what has qualified you or positioned you to be successful in this economic development role? And I tell them, nothing and everything. So really uniquely, I think, qualified because of my site location consulting experience and understanding what the drivers are, what companies are looking for in their strategic location decisions. And I can bring value to this organization sort of as a player coach, if you will.
Sure. So I've spent some time there with you at Georgia Power, at the center where all the economic development kind of comes together. Can you talk about the power of that center there in Atlanta and how important the work is and how important collaboration is in your success?
Absolutely. You know, in Atlanta and in Georgia, and then others have spoken to this, we have a lot of assets It's a good story to tell, and it's an easy pitch. One of the things, though, I think that sets us apart is the collaborative approach. I mean, having observed other cities and states and organizations from the other side, one of the things that's unique about us and our team is that Georgia Power Company's economic development team, the Georgia Department of Economic Development, our workforce development program, Quick Start, Railroads Economic Development, we are all co-located in the same building, in the same facility, and it creates an opportunity for us to be extremely responsive, to be able to bring together our resources and share our resources in public-private partnership. And I think it is a competitive advantage.
I think so, too. I think you're absolutely right. The work that goes on there is nothing short of breathtaking when you think about all of the different egos that had to be minimized and all of the different fiefdoms that were broke down so that you all could really work together. And it's an amazing thing to see. Let me move on to more about leadership and how you see the field. So if you were giving advice to someone coming into economic development today, what advice would you have for them?
Well, it is clearly this is a relationship business. Technology is going to change our business to some degree, but at the end of the day, it's about building trust and credibility. So the first really piece of advice is about your character. Be honest in everything that you do so that you build that trust so that that company executive or that site location consultant is comfortable picking up the phone, calling you, and knowing that they're going to get candor, they're going to get honesty, they're going to get credible information that goes a long, long way in this business.
No question about it. And the more we can teach those skill sets, I think the better industry we're going to have. What's inspiring you today about the work you're doing? You've obviously been doing this for some time and in multiple capacities, as you explained earlier. What is lighting your fire in the morning?
Oh, gosh. You know, we have such an opportunity to influence and create economic prosperity and wealth for our communities and our state. So it really is, I think, it's a passion about what we do. And yeah, we count metrics on jobs and investment and job announcements and project announcements. But to see communities at ribbon cuttings and at announcements and groundbreaking, the excitement that they see in putting their folks to work when perhaps, you know, over the last 3 to 5 years, all they've experienced is closures and relocations and loss of jobs in their communities. It's inspiring to be able to get up and have that type of influence.
No question about it. Let me talk about the flip side of that coin. What's keeping you up at night about economic development or about the work you're doing specifically there in Georgia? Are there things that you look at and go, wow, we really need to work harder on that particular issue?
Sure. Well, specifically for our organization at Georgia Power Company, we have a very senior team, a very experienced team. And so the thing that really is top of mind for me and for us is building bench strength, succession planning. So as our workforce, as our team gets closer and closer to retirement age, the relationships that they've developed, the network that they have, the competitive intelligence, it's being able to transfer that and build bench strength for our team so that we can continue to operate at the highest levels of performance. We've been very blessed to have such a strong team. And just recently, we were named by Area Development as one of the top utility economic development organizations, not once, not twice, but 17 years in a row. And maintaining that caliber of performance and that team is something that is top of mind.
No question about it. I'm going to get you out of here on this last and final question. As you look into the future, and I know that history repeats itself from time to time, but we know there's dynamics in the future we've got to pay attention to. Where should economic development organizations and communities be focusing their energy to be relevant in the future?
Sure. All right. So the easy answer is workforce and workforce development. The hard answer is it depends. And I'll elaborate on that. It's so critical. Every community is different. And we know that the site location decision is really, as much as anything, it's not the right decision, but it's a process of elimination. So it's understanding your assets and where your gaps are And, you know, for some communities, that's going to be about workforce and the pipeline. In other cases, it's going to be a product or inventory of sites and buildings. For others, it may be you have the assets, and the thing you really need to focus on is telling your story or marketing yourself. So it's going to depend on your specific community for the listeners, obviously, that are out there. But it's understanding the criteria and what your strengths and assets are. If I were to focus on one thing around workforce, and I think we all really need to think about this, is understanding the impact that generational change is going to have on your community or your region or your state. And that's really speaking to the Gen Yers, the millennials, and even the generation that's following that, because that indeed is our future workforce.
I think you're spot on, Jonathan. Your work in Georgia has been well noted and celebrated. We continue to celebrate you for all the great work you're doing there in Georgia, but also for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. Thank you for being with us today, and congratulations.
Thank you. It's truly an honor.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.